Happy New Year. It's Monday, January 2nd, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A desperate manhunt has been launched to find a terrorist who reportedly shouted Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is great in Arabic, before shooting 39 people dead and injuring 69 others in an Istanbul, Turkey nightclub packed with New Year's Eve partygoers. The Turkish governor said, quote, "It was a cruel, cold-blooded act," unquote, reports the Mirror. A stunning video has been discovered showing a crowd of mostly Christian schoolchildren in the Netherlands being taken to a local mosque. They were separated by gender and taught to participate in Islamic prayer. The London Express reported that the children were laughing nervously as they were told to put their, quote, "elbows on the ground," unquote, to bow to the false god of Allah. The preachers include an imam named Anas Nirani Siddiqui, who promoted the death penalty for those who insult Muhammad. Exodus 20, verse 3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." According to Mission Network News, the last few years have presented troubling trends for Christian persecution worldwide. The year 2016 was the third year in a row in which persecution continued to rise significantly. Countries that ranked highest on the 2016 World Watch list were Syria, Afghanistan, Eritrea, Iraq, and at number one, North Korea. In addition, the International Business Times reports that nearly 90,000 Christians were killed for their faith in the past year, which is the equivalent of one Christian being martyred every 6 minutes. Pro-lifers and the babies they advocate for suffered major setbacks in 2016, reports World News. For example, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down safety measures that Texas lawmakers passed, requiring that abortionists have admitting privileges to a hospital within 30 miles, and that abortion mills have the same safety standards as any ambulatory surgical center. Then, the Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from a Washington state pharmacist who objected to providing abortion-inducing drugs due to his Christian convictions. Billy Graham made the top 10 of Gallup's most admired men in the world poll. The 98-year-old evangelist made fifth place, just under Democrat Senator Bernie Sanders, Pope Francis, President-elect Donald Trump, and President Barack Obama. The movie filtering service, vidangel.com, has pulled all of its films after a judge slapped them with a preliminary injunction. The company has appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and hopes for a decision by January 12th. VidAngel.com filters new releases and a large selection of films for language, violence, sexuality, alcohol, and drugs. An organization called SaveFiltering.com has already collected 100,000 petitions to allow families to clean up the films they bring into their homes. California Democrats legalized child prostitution, reports the Washington Examiner. Senate Bill 1322 bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18 for soliciting or engaging in prostitution or loitering with the intent to do so. So teenage girls and boys in California will soon be free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. Matthew 18:6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Denzel Washington, the two-time Academy Award-winning actor, explained why, at this point in his career, he's focusing on serving others. On the T.D. Jakes show, he said, quote, "I'm in the service business now. I'm fine. I've done well. I don't need any watches and all of that. So I'm here to serve God, here to serve my family," unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.